Yo, what's up, everybody? You are now listening to From the East Side. As always, it's your boy Kosher.
It's your boy, but I'm still a man, JC.
Bro, we doing it like we've been doing it for 10 years strong, son. Niggas didn't even remember that the last time our podcast dropped. I don't even remember the last time our podcast dropped.
And that shit is Kosher for that nigga. Nigga slid it on me like, hey, I ain't gonna drop the latest episode. But I wasn't listening. So I'm like, yeah, whatever, my nigga. I'm checking the dates. I'm like, God damn, it's been like 10 years since we dropped. All that nigga culture fall.
Excuse me, everybody. Yeah, we... Excuse me again. We actually did have an episode ready for the New Year's. Everybody, happy New Year. Black History Month. Black Excellence Month. Black Personified Month. You already know what it is. We are in February. Yeah, we didn't do nothing. Well, we did. We had something planned for January, and that didn't drop. And I'll take all the blame, guys. I'll take all the blame. It was dope, though. You know, little Super Bowl thing. As you know, this was a very tumultuous year for the NFL as far as whether FTESWL should boycott or not. You know, for a while. We actually, on the website, FTESWL.com, we had our picks for for each week, and then we just stopped doing that.
But, and on the record, I freeballed all my shit, just with guesses. I had no clue what was happening. No injuries, no nothing. Just guessing. And I was winning, too, low-key. Stats still reflect me leading.
I don't know if anybody wants to believe that.
Yeah.
But if you wanna believe it, you can believe it, bro. Now, JC, before we even go on, I wanna ask you, man, were you ready for that movie Black Panther? We talked about it a couple of times last year. A couple of times last year. You know, we were both, I think we even tried to put a little teaser episodes out where it was like, you know, a 2-minute thing, like, oh damn, that preview just dropped, bruhs. Y'all on the streets, y'all ready? Brother, it's get your man this tickets ASAP, Rocky. We all need to be out here supporting this, you know. Now the movie finally dropped, JC. But before, were you ready for the hype, man?
I was ready.
You know, I was ready, but I'm not gonna lie, guys. This is Trump America now, boys. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of disgusted by what social media was portraying. You know, people were saying, hey, man, if you're not black, I don't want to see you in the theater. Nonsense like that. Ignorance like that. There was a lot of, like, talk. Which is good.
A lot of fake news.
A lot of fake news, man. Yeah, you know. And then there's people talking about they were going to boycott the movie because of all black cast and stuff like that. And a lot of weird stuff was going on. Well, at least, I don't know if it actually happened, JC. I don't know if you got any reports or heard anything yet. But a lot of nonsense was, you know, negativity was getting thrown at this movie for God knows what reason, you know? Marvel's going to do what Marvel does regardless, you feel me? Like,
yeah, all that shit fell. We on track to do $200 million. We blowing out Justice League. We blowing out pretty much every Marvel movie that's not an Avenger. We deep in that ass. No Vaseline. I didn't get no KY. I'm in it. I'm forcing myself inside. The shit is a raping. And I had to get vulgar. I didn't have to, but I had to.
It's interesting, though, JC. Why people would talk like this around this movie. Now, Marvel, again, as I was saying, Marvel's going to do what it does. Every movie, for the most part, does well. $100 million. You know, that's if Marvel ain't pulling $100 million in the first weekend, then that movie is considered a bust. And as it should be, because Marvel has been getting a good track record and it knows the formula and understands the audience and understands what we want, and it puts it out there. Now, Justice League, that abomination, well, I can't call it an abomination. I didn't like it, but I get what it was trying to do. We're not going to talk about the DC side of things, you know. It'll get ugly if we go that route. But Marvel, you see, the thing of what made this movie do so well in the box office opening weekend is the fact that you actually had the black community coming out to support something. Just like how Obama got the election, the black community minorities were like, yo, let's go throw our vote behind somebody we could support. This movie, because let's be honest, the white people are going to come out anyway. It's a Marvel movie. And they're like, come on, who are you fooling? You go to a rap concert, it ain't black people everywhere. It's white people everywhere. They're going to be at these spots. They're going to throw their money. They want to throw their money. Let them throw their money. Don't act like if it was just black people watching Black Panther, I mean, yeah, it would have probably done 100 mil, but it ain't going to break records like that. You feel me? So it takes everybody to break these records, but it actually takes the minorities to be like, yo, come out, let's support. And that's what this movie was about. You know, I actually went to the theater. I didn't go on Thursday, and I went on Friday. You know, I took my parents. We went. It was like 60% white people, JC. You know, it is what it is, man. I was actually more scared because the white people were there, bro. You can't trust white people low key. You can't trust.
I was walking in there like, there's a little too many white folks in here. I don't want y'all to shoot this bitch up. I had that thought. I'll be honest. I had that this might be a Dark Knight type situation, my nigga. I was on my Q's, nigga.
So I didn't know what to think. I really didn't know what to think because, yeah, white people looking at this movie. It is a Marvel movie, but it was a lot of sentiment towards the black side. You know, the history, the overall history of how blacks are treated and the perception of blacks and the culture. You know, the black culture in a nutshell, you know, in a nutshell, and how blacks are viewed, which is another thing. So, JC, I guess without further ado, let's talk about Black Panther, bro. Spoilers are going to be dropped. So if you ain't ready for the spoiler, JC, we about 7 minutes and 42 seconds in. If they ain't ready for the spoiler, they might as well just fast forward to the end and wait till the next episode drops, you dig?
Yeah.
All right, people, we about to get into it right now, man. Black Panther. JC, you saw it, I saw it. Bruh, what was your first impression? I'm gonna let you go first, man, because you saw it before me. You were kind enough not to talk about it, even though I watched it like several hours after you. But what was your first impression, bruh?
I'm on a record on this podcast. I don't even know if it dropped or not. But I don't know if I even what episode I said it on. But I said this would be the one. Either this or Avengers would finally top The Dark Knight. Nah, I'm going to be honest. This shit did not top The Dark Knight. But it's definitely locked in top five all time coming big movie. Shit was a monster. I enjoyed it. I loved it. It had everything. It had both sides. It had how Africans view everybody on the United States, how African American, how they feel about Africa, and how that film of abandonment. Michael B. Jordan, that nigga killed his shit. I'm going record right now. Best Marvel villain. Lock that shit down. There's no weak. Kojo can't use that weak villain that he always hates in these movies because Michael B. Jordan did his thing. All the lovely ladies, they killed their roles. They were strong. They were funny. They kicked ass. They were about that life. Everything worked. Now, let me say what you say, my guy.
Okay, so it's interesting, JC. It did not top Dark Knight. You're right. There was something that was missing about the movie. And I think maybe it was just the action scenes. Everything else besides the action scenes, to me, besides the car scene when they're chasing after the claw, besides that, everything was, you know, It was cool. It didn't get my panties wet. I'll be honest with that. Everything else is beautiful. So maybe that's why, to me, I was like, it's not the best superhero movie, but it is a top five movie. I would even say like the Winter Soldier had better action scenes than Black Panther. But I think it's a very, 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 very solid movie, and I think I would put it behind those two movies. Michael B. Jordan, I do have my thoughts about how I felt like that was his role. I felt like Black Panther was supposed to be the role that, you know, he was the leading black young guy.
Yeah, because a lot of cats are saying that he kind of outshined my nigga Chadwick. And before you even jump into it, I'm just gonna say how I feel. In Civil War, every time Black Panther got on the screen, he was like, oh, that nigga's on the screen. He put in a lot of work. I don't think he caught any L's in Civil War outside of losing his father, but any nigga that got in his way, he beat the shit out of him just to kill Bucky. And then he showed you he was a human son. I feel like he stole every scene in Civil War. So in this time, I want to say Ryan Coogler, he was like, I want everybody to kind of shine. So we're not going to just have my nigga stunt. We're going to have Lupita stunt. We're going to have Daenerys stunt. Pretty much every character kind of gets to shine, and every character kind of gets their story told. So I definitely feel like Michael B. Jordan, he was that nigga in this shit, man.
My thing with the movie was, it wasn't, they said the first cut was 4 hours. I feel like there was a lot of stuff that wasn't fleshed out. Like I forgot why Michonne wasn't gonna get impaled by the rhino. I'm like, why my niggas from Get Out stop? Like, why he stopped? And I was like, oh, they going out. Like, I forgot about that, B.
Yeah, there's a few things, like the whole interaction between Michael B. Jordan and Chadwick. I feel like there's parts missing in between of them having just a actual conversation about the whole situation. I feel right. Like that was took out just to play it a little more safer to the outside races. Because Michael B. Jordan, he was saying some really heavy shit that will touch a lot of African-Americans and a lot of Africans just about the whole feeling between us. I felt like a lot of that was taken out. But a lot of people saying, man, it had that James Bond feel, because he had the casino scene where they was getting popped in the casino. They had the fire-ass gadgets. That's your baby girl from Black Mirror. She's stunting. She was a Shuri. She was funny as shit. Telling them jokes, getting them jokes off, remind me of a young Kosher.
Yeah,
but definitely, there's a lot. I feel like certain scenes were took out, but it was still concise. I feel like it still was a great story.
It wasn't no DC editing. Let's get that straight. You feel me?
Like, oh yeah, it wasn't trash.
It wasn't like, oh man, like you could tell DC destroyed. Like the movie wasn't shallow, but I didn't feel it was complete. If that makes sense, you know, I felt like I feel like the director's cut, they would have been broke because. Look, Michael B. Jordan had a lot more to say than what he said for the 15 minutes he was on the screen. Let's be honest. Like, the nigga had, you could tell he had a lot of, and you know what? The villain, okay, let's get into it. A lot of people liked him as a villain, and I liked it too. I feel like he should have been Black Panther. I think that's what, I was going back to saying, like, and then Chadwick got it. So then, like, obviously, I get it. Like, it naturally, he was naturally envious of not being Black Panther. So I felt like he just played what he was. But what really got to me was that, you know, there's a side now since people seen this movie, they're like, yo, I would Killmonger. Like you know, we need to be out here. We need to fight back. But the thing is, to me, when you actually watch and the CIA guy was spinning the truth about Killmonger, like he became who he hated the most. And that's why Killmonger is not a person you want to aspire to be. Like, you see, you know what I did? Like, the whole scene, I forgot he killed his love of his life, quote unquote, when he was going after Claw. But you see, that's what I didn't like about the movie. Like, there was stuff that happens that it doesn't hurt you. You don't feel it because you're like, wait, he just shot the girl. Like, okay, he shot the girl. He didn't have he. My man was a trained SEAL, like super stealthy, you know, assassin. And my man went for the kill shot for the girl. You telling me he doesn't know how to shoot a girl or shoot somebody in a spot where it's not lethal? That to me, that's just overlooked and kind of weird. Like, to me, it didn't make any sense.
Let me jump in. Let's break down this whole character, young Eric. How he even got to this place was T'Chaka. That's his brother. That's Black Panther's cousin. He sent him as a spy. T'Chaka sent his brother as a spy to live in America. And he's all caught up. He's in Oakland, so he's pretty much was sitting there watching the Black Panthers of America just do their things and building up their whole organization, trying to help Black people out. This is what young Eric grew up watching. And then he's seeing this in America. Like, we in Wakanda, we have so much. If we can just give a tiny, like, not even 1%, 0.5% of this vibranium out here to use as weapons, we'd be able to save America. As you already know, if you take vibranium out of Wakanda, that is a death sentence. You are scarred for life. You are to be in prison for life. So, OG T'Chaka, he had to make a choice, man. He had to kill his own brother. Young Eric is outside playing basketball, comes inside, he sees this, and then that sets him on this path of, damn, he has nobody left. His father has been telling him about Wakanda. He's never got to see it. He will never see it. So he grows up with all this animosity, all this rage, and that's what sends him into the armed forces to train to be a killmonger, and that's how he gets the nickname. And that just drives him to go to Wakanda, put in some work, destroy everything. And again, that resonates with a lot of us out here, man. I felt everything he did. And then Marvel, they did certain things, like my man said, he just kills his girl, which I honestly think he did not kill her. Because, like my nigga culture always say, you want to see blood. We saw all the bullet holes on everybody else. We seen blood. We didn't see no blood on her. There was no blood at all. I felt like that was just... But again, they have to show you that he's a monster. Like, when he finally gets his Black Panther power, he chokes up one of the almond ladies, which I thought was wild. But again, they want to show you that this nigga is ruthless. He don't have no compassion for even his own people. So they wanted to make you realize he is evil. But this is hard. A lot of niggas is rooting for him. But I definitely see my nigga Black Panther side of let's keep it together.
You know, and then you ask, like, you know, you put that word evil. Is he really evil? You know, it's I would say the idea that he had was sincere. The means that he used to do it was cruel and unusual. Yeah. The girl scene where he shot the girl, we don't know if she died true, but it was hella random. I feel like, you see, people are rooting for him, but then how could you also root for Black Panther? Because he burned all the flowers to continue the lineage of Black Panther, which is like, okay, he's destroying the culture that even made him. So
it really didn't make him.
It didn't make him, but it's the bloodline in him to
that never accepted him. That's why
T'Chaka
had to kill his brother because. No. And that's why he was not allowed. That's why T'Chaka never actually brought him back, because he knew his people would not look at him as one. He would not be accepted.
But why? Tell him why, though. You're not telling him why. That's because he had had intercourse with an Earthling as opposed to or an American as opposed to a Wakandian. That's the whole reason why they didn't accept him. And then that spun everything. Because if it was a Wakandian, it would have not mattered. They would have took that nigga up. Like, hey, man, this is what happened. But it was because of what the brother did and to who he did it with. They were like, oh, man, we don't want that nigga kind around here. So that's the whole thing about Wakanda. They're so close-minded that they accept nobody, no half-breed, nothing inside their city, inside their country, excuse me. And again, you know, you get Killmonger, but
well, let me jump on what you're saying, how this is a Trump America, and Wakanda is pretty much what Trump wants for America. Blocked off from its neighboring countries, isolation, hates immigrants, wants everything for himself. And a lot of people were saying, like OG T'Chaka, that nigga wanted to make Wakanda great again. He did not want outside. He didn't want none of that shit. And that was a parallel where the two brothers, they kind of differed on. And that's why niggas was still room for T'Challa, because he wanted to walk that line. He just didn't know how. Because one of the quotes, I'm going to mess this quote up too, is like, T'Challa was a good man, but it's hard to be a good man and a king. And he had a hard time walking that line. And he did not know how to balance saving everybody when you have the ability to, but then keeping his people's ideas and ideologies intact so they didn't get lost. It's like, in the end of time, you trying to colonize with different cultures.
And you can see that with Lupita's character, how she was, quote-unquote, a spy, but, you know, she was basically a missionary out there putting in the work, knowing that, you know, she knew where she belonged, but she went to Nigeria. She probably went to neighboring countries of Wakanda and was just trying to mess up any of the harsh reality around Africa and other places of that nature. So, and you could see how T'Challa was having that struggle. Like, he couldn't keep the girl that he wanted in Wakanda to keep her safe and, like, not worry about these other people. And it's interesting, man. Like, Killmonger, thinking about this movie, I was like, man, this reminds me of Lion King for some reason. I don't know why. But there was that, and I felt sad because I was watching, you know, black people fight against each other. But I felt like it wasn't as deep as it could have been. Like, there was some more stuff that was underlining, and I felt like it didn't. You just have to, if you're a black person, you see it. But I don't know how other races or ethnicities take it. And I felt like this movie overall just blanketed what you were saying, JC, the views of different sides of the black culture, and how, you know, people see, like, how different black people can view things. But I felt like there was so much more that was said or was supposed to be seen that who knows if we'll ever get to see the light of day. But you can't blame a movie for what it doesn't show. So I don't want to not give it its greatness or credit because of that, because this is a very complex storyline and reality. It is what it is in the sense of there are Killmongers and there are T'Challas. It is what it is, bro.
I mean, there are armchair Killmongers out here, but they went as far as they could go with a Marvel movie. I didn't think they would go that far, because just from the trailers, a lot of people thought Claw would be the main villain. They clapped that nigga like 30 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
Like, they
yeah, they made him.
They took that nigga out.
Yeah, and you know what? But that's why I didn't there was something going on because, like, they didn't build up Killmonger as anything more. You only know about Killmonger through the CIA agent. You don't really see him putting in that work, like, to make you feel like he's supposed to be that dude. Like, if you know about the Navy SEALs and you know about the 150, like, okay, that's so you, but it don't, you know, he held his own against the only time you ever see him go out is when he went against Black Panther the first time. But that was it. Like, you know, you're just like Black Panther. You're like, man, this guy can't be a threat. Like, well, who the hell is this? You know? So I didn't like that. I feel like they didn't flesh out his storyline enough. They didn't really flesh out a lot of people's storylines. Like, I didn't know that the damn rhinos were going to be used as war animals, bro. Like, I was just thinking the nigga was breeding in rhinos. I'm like, oh, man. When he blew the horn, I was like, what? Rhinos coming through now? Like, it was random to me, you know? But I feel like he was a good villain for what he was saying. Because what he was saying, that's what made Joker so dope. Well, I mean, not what he was just doing, but what he was saying. Just like, that's why we like when we hear Ultron say, there is no strings on me. Like, Marvel has cookie cutter villains, but they be having the dopest lines, you know? And even right before, to me, I don't know if that's what would have happened, but before Michael B. Jordan died, Killmonger died, him talking about he'd rather be a slave that jumps off the boat as opposed to, you know, going to where they were going because they knew better. To me, he didn't want to be, you know, held in bondage. I don't know if that was going to actually happen. I don't know if T'Challa would have tried to rehabilitate him, which that to me would have been interesting to see T'Challa's who T'Challa is with, as a man. Because I didn't want Killmonger to die. Because I think his hurt fueled what he did as opposed to him being evil in hatred. You feel me? So just because he felt so strong about what happened, I don't think that makes him a bad person. I really don't think a lot of people, you know, feel that way either. But I just feel like, man, if T'Challa could have saved him, would he have kept him as a prisoner? Or would he have, you know, kept him as a prisoner for a year or two, learned about him, day trade stories, and then, you know, he comes out and becomes, like, you know, T'Challa's right-hand man. That's what I was envisioning. But my man took out the spear and he died, you know. It was what it was. So I guess we can't really cry over spilled milk.
I mean, in his last death, Killmonger definitely had a fire-ass quote, better than that trash-ass Ultron quote that Coach always brings up. He's a bad guy. Let's put it plain and simple. You want to unite all black people, but you have no problem killing your brothers and sisters. That's what makes him a bad guy. I'm not on the side where I want him and Black Panther to work together. Now, I want that nigga to stay the bad guy because he has that ruthless aggression that is needed in these movies. I didn't want to see this nigga work together. They work out the differences. I want them to speak on it so they can have that mutual respect. That mutual respect Batman and Joker have, where Joker know Batman would never kill him. Batman knows the Joker would never kill him. They got that mutual respect. They need each other. I want that type of relationship. The thing is that Killmonger did, and we speak out a lot of Killmonger. The nigga was bad. And I'm not with being fed backstories for everybody. That nigga bad. That's all that needs to be said. He did this in the armed forces. He killed a lot of people. He had the, I want to say that was like a Russian African scars on him. But he used it as the kills. But, you know, in Russian Africa, that's how they do tattoos. That's how they do tattoos instead of using ink. They scar themselves. He had that as kills. You sure the nigga was a ruthless nigga. I just want a mindless killer that's about killing. I don't need a backstory because I feel like a lot of other characters got their backstory. You got to know how his sister is just a genius who's going to have Tony Stark shit in his pants when they meet up in the next Avengers movie when he gets to see all this tech. And that's the thing that we got to talk about is the tech that they were using with this vibranium, where they had everything hover trains. They had my man Ross when he gets to see outside eyes what a Wakanda is about and how advanced, and everybody it's just normal. Everything is normal because they're just used to being so advanced. They're like 10, 20 years ahead of everybody else on this earth. And that shit blew his mind. Like, god damn. Like, they had a joke where Fury was just trying to tell him, like, yo, I know you just got shot in your back, you injured, but you'll be back to yourself in normal time. Or no, she was telling him about how to fly the plane. And he was like, it's like riding a hover bike. And my nigga, what? Y'all niggas got a hover bike? Like, this shit is, the technology that they were using, that shit was ill. This just to show you that just how advanced and how the technology, now these niggas just ain't here just chilling on the vibranium, not knowing what they have. What they usually do when you go to Africa, you go to what kind of was as viewed on the world as third world country, where they're just sitting on this incredible resource and not doing nothing with it. Now they had the minds to use it to create weapons, to create understandable energy that just fueled the whole country. And I thought that was fire.
I agree. We know what Tony Stark has. I don't know if he goes in depth. I don't know if he shows the world what he has because, you know, he had that internal conflict. Well, that conflict, the world conflict, where his weapons were used against them, their own. But we know what Tony Stark does. And basically, when Tony Stark is making, I remember it was it in Civil War, he's showing a hologram about his whole family and stuff and the way he sees things. And and basically, what he's showing is what tech that he wants to do. And Wakanda's probably already had and you know, done that 10 years ago. Now, it's going to be interesting to see, because I was thinking about what you were saying. I'm like, where in the timeline is this Black Panther thing? But it obviously had to be after the Civil War movie because of the fact that T'Challa can't be Black Panther until his father died. And then I was like, but why was he so much more vicious in Civil War than he was in Black Panther? Because to me, you know, like you said, he was taking the L's. I guess outside of Wakanda, he's just that dude. Like, you can't, for now, it's hard. You know, niggas really don't know what they about, you know? So they didn't know nobody has any type of clue on how he moves or his intellect or anything like that. It's just like, okay, we know he's a king, we know it's a third world country, yada yada yada, but they didn't know this man was gonna move like this. So they were just, I guess that's why he kind of could do what he did in Civil War. But then when you watch his own movie, they're like, hey man, you're still not the king yet. Like, you know, you're learning how to be the king over here. So then we get to see without him, without the mask, and him without the bravado. Like, him still trying to, you know, that Simba thing, that, you know, where he's trying to be the king. Like, it's like, all right, I gotta do this, you dig? And so I like that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I like, it's probably just a day after the Civil War when he finally flies back. And you touched on a good subject of, you don't see that same aggression from the Black Panther. And I want to say that he kind of eased that aggression when he was talking to Zemo, like learning Zemo's story of, damn, he lost everything and this drove him to this. And just the fact that T'Challa let him live, did not kill him like he had planned, like he was going to kill Bucky. He didn't want, ask questions later, my nigga, he's going to kill a nigga, then we'll figure it out later. But he caught Zemo, he heard him out, he spoke his piece, and that kind of put him at ease. So he's coming into Black Panther like I let the killer of my father live and to go to prison, do his time. I gotta start acting more like a king. But when he's going to do his whole ritual, he tells his father, like, "Ew, I'm ready to be king, but I'm not ready to be in this life without you. You still have more to teach me." And his pops is like, "My nigga, you calling me a bad father if you saying I didn't teach you everything I knew." So I like how, like, Chadwick played. He kind of played it laid back. He played it kind of reserved. You can sense that he was trying to just find, again, that line of being a good man, but being also a good king, knowing you're going to have to make these decisions. Because, again, he promised my nigga from Get Out, "Yo,
yeah,
we catching Claw.
Yeah.
My nigga, I'm bringing that body to you, and off camera, you can do whatever you want to him, but I'm gonna bring that nigga back to him." And he didn't do that. But even when they're discussing going after him, he looked at his man like, nah, we gonna get that nigga. You still vibranium. We holding that law down. That nigga gotta pay." And when he didn't bring him back, he has to deal with that, letting this man down. He has to deal with the fallout of even the general, which is what you call him from The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
You call him Michonne?
Oh, yeah, Michonne, yeah.
Michonne, where, like, at the start of the movie, she's, like, teasing this nigga because she's kind of still like the OG general, like, "Hey, my nigga, when you go down there and you finally get to see
Lupita,
don't freeze up, my G. Like, keep it cool, my nigga. You understand, the niggas around you trying to kill you." And he drops down, handling the business, and he sees her, and my nigga, she was looking extra fine in this movie. It's understandable. That chocolate skin was glowing. And this nigga freezes up when he sees her. I froze up too, low key. And then one of the we'll call them mercenaries, get the drop on him. Then the general got to drop down, and yo, she was killing niggas. Like, she got like a spear with the vibranium. She was stabbing niggas in the heart. Like, she was going for blood. She wasn't playing fair with niggas, man. Every time she touched on the scene, she was trying to kill a nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, she killed the people when she threw the spear into the SUV and used that as a break. She killed everybody.
She didn't give it. I was like, damn. Yeah. That was the first thing I noticed when she got in the scene. Like, she stabbed a nigga in the foot, stabbed that nigga in the stomach, then threw that nigga into space.
Yeah, nah. I'm carrying Michonne everywhere I go. But, you know, let me ask you this. The parallel, you bring up Walking Dead, and I was thinking Killmonger is Shane, and is Rick T'Challa? Like, can we go there?
You kind of can, because he wants to save his people. And then push comes to shove, saving his people is the most important thing. Regardless of what might happen if you do this. And then Rick did all stupid shit that kept getting them into trouble. So, T'Challa, he has to be... He was kind of worried of not making shit just jump off without thinking it through.
You know, my thing is, I don't like how they made it seem. I don't like how T'Challa took the blame of not capturing Claw. It's not that he didn't capture Claw. He was going to get Claw until Killmonger took Claw away from him.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he was like, it wasn't like he was not going to get Claw back. And it wasn't like this was the only time they were going to see Claw. Like, so I didn't like how that all went down. But it didn't even matter because Killmonger brought Claw to him anyway. So it was what it was. But I actually did not like how T'Challa took the blame. When, you know, it's, to me, he didn't need to. You know, I mean, I get it. He brought the white boy back he brought the CIA agent back instead of getting Claw when he could have. But he was confused when he saw the ring. He didn't want to tell his boy from Get Out what was going on. So he kind of was like in his own little turmoil. And I think that made for a conflict that was stupid. Like, he could have easily explained, like, "Hey, bro. We had Claw, and then I saw one of us out there capturing, like, you know, taking Claw back. Like, what was, you know, do you know anything about that? Like, So I don't. To me, it was weird because I thought the boy from Get Out was gonna be his right hand man, yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. But he ain't giving him the intel to let the right hand man know, like, yo, there's more of us out there that we don't know about. So that dynamic was eh.
Another thing, I gotta stop watching trailers. It kind of gave it away that my nigga from Get Out was gonna work with Killmonger. Like, I'm just waiting. Like, what? He ain't supposed to be friends with T'Challa. So I was waiting on that from the stupid trailer.
Oh, I didn't see that. So I'm glad I didn't see that. I didn't know. I didn't even know. Dog, I didn't know if Michonne or Get Out nigga was gonna be in the movie. Beyond, I was like, hey.
There you go, though.
Yeah, I had no idea, dog. And I kept looking at Michonne like, who is this chick? Dog, I know who she is. She ain't got the dreads on. When I asked the homies, like, oh, who's that? Oh, it's Michonne. I'm like, oh, man, no wonder. But Peter was looking fine, though. I ain't gonna lie. But, the casino scene, I'm going to be honest, that to me was not as dope as the James Bond scene. Because at least James Bond actually plays the scenes. Like, my man just dropped money and left. I was like, oh.
That nigga, I know that nigga went in and just not looking.
But I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't even see what was going on. We played craps, bro. I'm like, what'd he do? All we know is Stan Lee just comes through and had a longer scene in that. He had a longer talk than them. The damn Black Panther had, man. I was like, what the hell is going on here? But
that was a funny scene. Because if I'm Claw and I walk into any building, where are they at? In Japan? If I walk into any building and I see more than one black person, I'm like, nigga, them Wakandas. Shoot them niggas immediately. Isn't they giving passes?
Yeah, nah. Well, it was stupid because that's why they don't want Idris Elba as James Bond. Because they're like, hey, man. A black person will stick out like a sore thumb anywhere. So for me, it was funny that Claw's people noticed Michonne because she like yelled real quick, as opposed to just seeing all these black people there. Like, come on, son. Like, I don't know. There was some stuff that kind of like, I still don't want to take it away from being a great movie, but
It's just some little things that stops it from topping The Dark Knight.
And I think Winter Soldier I think Winter Soldier made it a little bit more cohesive too. To me, I love the movie. Don't get me wrong, I love the movie, but I think Winter Soldier had a little bit more cohesiveness to where there is some flaws in this movie. That's like, and I don't know if it's because of the editing. That's why I don't know if it's because of the editing or just miscued in the writing. It's just like, But to me, the action scenes weren't all that dope either. I thought the action scenes were suitable, but I didn't think they were like to die for. Like, I didn't think like they brought it to you like they should have. Because what you saw in the only thing that was tight to me was just the car scene. But what you saw him doing in Civil War, he didn't really get like that in this one. You know, so I was like, come on, son. Like, this nigga didn't even...
Yeah, the best action scenes were when they were fighting for the mantle of King of Wakanda.
Yeah.
Where no powers, get you a weapon, and square up. And then we got the guards trying to push you off the motherfucking cliff.
Yeah.
So if you don't kill a nigga, you both die. We start over.
Pretty much. I mean, so basically, you don't even know what his suit can do. I don't think he knows what his suit can do. It's only his sister knows what the suit can do.
I know. His sister got to break that shit down for him. Like, hey, this suit right here absorbs power. This suit right here, you already know. This shit bulletproof. It can take any type of metal, my nigga. It ain't no stop.
Yeah, my man. And to be honest, dude, he didn't even really act like a Black Panther in this movie. Like, he didn't move the way he was moving in Civil War. So it was weird. That's why I was thinking, like, wait, where does this take place in the timeline? Because he mellowed out everything. Like, he dumbed it all down. It's like he, like, went backwards as opposed to what he – maybe, you know, that Civil War thing, you know, it was all fuel off aggression. You know, the nigga was angry. So he did – you know how what they say, when adrenaline hits, people could do whatever they want. And so maybe he's just running off that, which I give him the pass. But then when things actually settled down and he had to actually do what he had to do, my man was like, damn. Like, he thought he was ready. And, you know, I want to say, though, like, I don't feel like he – I felt like, you know, even him fighting for the throne wasn't even, like, too much of a challenge. Even the Michael B. Jordan scene, like, yeah, he's getting – he's getting stabbed up a little bit, but I didn't feel like he was ever in danger to die. You feel me? I was just like, eh, we could do better. We could do better. You know, I felt like I wanted the way Bane nigga broke that nigga Batman's back. I wanted to hear bones crunch, dog. I'm trying to see freaking cosmetic blood split on the screen, dog. Face busted, something, dog. My man had stripes that Bruce Lee had better stripes than that one movie, dog. On the ripped on his body, dog. Goodness gracious, man. So I
want to say one of the biggest reasons why he was off his game was just finding out that his father killed his own brother. So having to carry that around, he didn't even tell his moms that. Having to carry him around, that kind of took away from him being on his A game, to where Black Panther is supposed to be one of the smartest niggas in the universe, one of the stealthiest niggas, strong, can do it all, beat any of your favorite Marvel characters up. So having to carry that around. And I feel like, again, they might have just edited them scenes where he's kind of explaining these things. Because he explains it to his sister at the end of the movie where this nigga buys 10 blocks in Oakland to do that in the memory of his uncle and his cousin. So I felt like the uncut version, that might make a push against Dark Knight. But I don't want to feel like that internal distraught that he was dealing with, of knowing, damn, my pops taught me everything, but would kill his own brother over something like this and not bring him home. Like that kind of changed his view on things. And then when he went to the what's that called, the plane, what's the word in front of the plane, like the astral plane, He kind of got his pops at that. He yelled at his pops like, "My nigga, you killed your own brother. Like, you wildin'. Like, you really think that the people would not accept him? You would have made them accept him. You the king. Like, yo, this is my nephew, nigga. Don't ask no questions. Shut up. Do your job. He's got to live here." So him fighting throughout the whole movie, understanding why the Killmonger is like this. This goddamn pops caused all this shit, and he has to deal with it. So that kind of threw him off his game, man.
You know, and so I felt like it was a whole, if we go biblical, the Abraham and Isaac, I think it is, the Jews and the Palestinians, I honestly think Killmonger shouldn't have died either. I didn't mind if they made him become like the right hand man, or if he was that, like you said, the Joker and Batman thing, where you know how they had that fifth tribe that never got along with anybody. Mm-hmm. Like he could have been that dude where like how the dudes in the Palestinians always fight, but they family, it's like the Bloods of the Crips. They all family, they all cousins and everything, but them niggas just can't get along for whatever reason. Like that, it could have been like that. It could have been like, yeah, man. We know what it is, B. I'm going to go this way, you go that way, my nigga.
No, I don't think that nigga dead.
I don't think he died either, but I do think that, you know, it is what it is. I feel like I feel like it was a nice conclusion to make niggas think, but what got to me was the fact that I wonder what T'Challa was thinking, because he didn't want to say, he didn't want him to announce who he was when he first came through the meeting hall. He's like, "Hey man, get this man apprehended." He wanted to talk it out and be like, "Hey bro, this not my fault what happened to you." I think that's what T'Challa wanted, like, "Hey bro,
yeah,
like I know why you're here. I know you want this fade, but let's talk this out first." And you know, but my man Killmonger was like, "Nah, son. You know, I want what's mine, or what I think is mine, because y'all did me wrong for so long. Ain't no time to talk no more, B." And so it was that it went to 0 to 100 real quick, and I felt like that's what sucked, because they could have done something for Killmonger, B. Like even Joker had like in the Dark Knight had like at least two stories where the nigga kept talking about this is. You want to know why I got this smile? At least that nigga had. At least the nigga gave you like 18 different stories about his background. You kind of piece it together when Killmonger goes to see his pops in the astral plane, and then he's all like, "Hey, man, not like this, man." But you finally saw, but not like this.
You know? And that was a powerful scene, in the sense of it's literally the same backdrop as Black Panther's. It's just that his shit is closed off to that one bedroom apartment where his pops lived, and he can see that outside, but he can't reach it. And that was a powerful scene to where my nigga asked him like, "I'm your pops. Why you ain't crying?" And he's like, "My niggas die every day, B."
Ooh.
And then they go to the adult Killmonger. My nigga's crying like, "God damn, I was the hardest little nigga." And like living in Oakland at the time, I know that shit had to be wild. I mean, them young niggas killed Huey Newton in Oakland. Like, that's how wild Oakland was. So I know he was seeing some crazy shit to make him just lose his humanity. That shit was wild, man.
There's a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of stuff going on in that movie. So I don't know, bro. I don't know. I know you don't want Killmonger to be a good guy. You know, I get it. I want him to be a good guy, but I also can respect if he is a bad guy and he stays that way, if he's still alive or whatnot. But all in all, man, I don't know if this is fair to rate this movie, but we do it, man. We're going to have to do it, man. If you were to rate Black Panther, I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10. Where are you going with it, bro? Because if Dark Knight's the standard, right, for me, which is a 10, let's go with that with a 10. I think Winter Soldier, bro. I think Winter Soldier got a beat because Winter Soldier was just that movie, my dude. Like, I thought through and through was just like the action scenes, the storyline, everything was just fire. Just straight out the get. I think that was just, I think that's a 9.5. I give Black Panther 8.5 just because, again, we talk about the editing or something wasn't right with the movie, and I feel like the action scenes was dull, but everything else is fine. Like, everything else, script and all, everything else was fine. I told you, bro, like, I can't get over the fact that, like, I really forgot why Michonne wasn't going to get impaled by the rhino. Like, I was like, well, why did my man forget out stop? And I was like, oh, they're going out. I forgot about that. Nigga, didn't even make any sense. Like, the nigga popped up. Like, they showed each other. On the phone. I'm thinking, like, my love. Like, were we supposed to know this already, bro? Like, I'm tripping. Like, oh, damn. You know? So, there's stuff like that. I feel like, man, you could have at least gave us that. You could have figured out a way to brought that into the movie. I know it's small and stuff like that, but it's like, that would have at least gave more meaning to what was going on, you know?
Yeah. You brought up another good subject of how I can feel Marvel didn't want it to mirror the Bucky and Cap relationship of you introduce Bucky. You introduce the Winter Soldier and you don't even know it's Bucky. You just know this nigga destroying everything. He beating the shit out of the niggas. They didn't want you to feel like that could have been that type of relationship that T'Challa and Eric could have had, to where they could eventually get together, because you get to learn more and more about what Bucky was doing as a Winter Soldier through pretty much all the Marvel movies. You get a little bits and pieces until Civil War, where you get to see, you know, this nigga can be turned on like a switch. This nigga was a part of this. He was a part of this. He killed Tony's parents. You get to learn more and more about him. So they kind of stayed away from that. They want that nigga just to be a mercenary, just to be a nigga about that killing life. But on that rating system, Dark Knight, Top Dog, Top Gun to 10. Winter Soldier, I give Winter Soldier 9.5. I give Civil War 9.5. Captain America, Don't Let Down with the movies. So I gotta give Black Panther a 9. And you already know how these Marvel movies do. They get better with each one, except for Avengers. But except for Iron Man. But all the other ones, except for Guardians. What? God damn, it's been hit or miss. But you already know. But Captain, I feel like this is going to go to Cap. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going to go to Captain path. Of it's going to get better and better. Because they'll hear all this, the criticisms. And when we see the uncut version, the director's version, they might actually explain all these little things. So, like, when Michonne, like, they get back to Wakanda, my nigga from Get Out is waiting for her. Like, what's up, baby? Been gone too long. So, you get this. They might have that in the director's version. So, like, the little things, that might boost it up. But they'll hear certain things said, and they'll fix that in the second movie, which might be a little even more fire, and they might have different characters in it.
Yeah, I think that it'll be, because even though that you don't see it in the first one, at least you know already what to expect in the second one. So the relationships, even though they weren't fleshed out, we're like, we should already know, like, hey, this is what it is for now. I feel like they're going to have a lot more black different actors, maybe a lot more cameos, like a lot of other niggas who probably are popping at the time. My pa's showing that in the second movie. It's going to be interesting to see, though, how it takes place with Infinity Wars right here in the next 2-3 months and what happens. Well, what the next one's coming out, 2020 or 2019, next year?
Oh, that is locked off. They ain't letting nothing out.
because what's scary is that what happens, how does the world going to look like after Thanos destroys everything? Like, what mm-hmm. what movie, it's too late down the timeline to build up if Thanos is here. You know, like, you can't section that off because Black Panther is with Thanos. Like, he's in that universe. So I don't know. You know, that's going to make me think, like, damn, where are they going to put Black Panther at? Like, I get it. Like, after the first one, yeah, but that second, like, it's going to be some, I don't know, B. I'm interested to see all the movies after Infinity War, what the heck's going to happen, and how they
they'll be able to make it an international thriller. They can definitely make it that shit more James Bond's, where niggas go to London, niggas go to Russia, niggas go back to Japan trying to like fix and help with the rebuilding. Because that's what, like, Spider-Man is confirmed to happen after Thanos is finished, and he has to deal with the aftermath of New York being kicked over by Snoop Dogg. So we'll see. Like, probably these movies are about the rebuilding. But only movies confirmed, Black Panther 2, Spider-Man, and Ms. Marvel, which is going to be like in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. We going to learn, man. We going to learn, right? We definitely going to see what's going to happen, bro. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I do think Iron Man and Black Panther and Guardians had the strongest. Captain had a strong beginning. I think those mm-hmm. movies had strong beginnings. And I think Black Panther had the strongest beginning. So it could only get better, and I think they did it right, and I think that this movie, for as risque as it was a great movie. It was a great movie, and for them to be able to touch on so many things, and it to be as diverse and so different, it was a dope movie. And you can't like how Doctor Strange, you know, they use a lot of the Oriental elements, but then they had a white actor in it. Like, you don't get that. Like, you could tell, like, all this was more, like, natural, it felt like, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
like there wasn't any vulture going on with this movie at all. There wasn't. And it was crazy because you had, like, an American view in Black, you know, in Michael B. Jordan, the way he feels, and then you had the African view in T'Challa, the way he views things, and then the way the just the clashing of them, bro. It was that's wow. wow.
Matter of fact, let's get into that after credit where your man Bucky, they call him the White Wolf, finally wakes up, still armless, by Sherry. Sherry's like, what's good, my nigga? And they call him the White Wolf. If you read the Black Panther comics, White Wolf, that becomes your Black Panthers, man, where they real close. So they're trying to, because a lot of people for the Avengers, they're thinking Bucky's going to replace Captain America, be next Captain America, but by calling him White Wolf, now it's unsure because you don't know which way they're going to go with it. Because the White Wolf, that's important in the Black Panther comic books. So I like that they threw a little doubt. Niggas is like 80% sure Captain America is getting killed. He ain't coming back. Niggas is 80% sure Black Widow's getting killed. Now, I like how they're trying to throw just a little doubt. Just a little doubt in your minds. So this is shaping up like this Avengers, man. It's going to have to overtop Dark Knight. It's looking like. Because, again, it's not like they're going to go to... They're going to jump scenes between Wakanda and New York. And battle was happening on both sides. So ain't going to be no lack of action. This shit, niggas is coming to fight. And Thanos is coming to beat niggas up. And Thanos is going to beat the shit out of niggas and win. So that's why it's easy to think that it's going to top the Dark Knight. Because you could just see Thanos beat up Tony Stark. Niggas been wanting seeing that since Ultron. When it's his fault all this shit happens.
Well, it's kind of just like how the end of the movie, not the post-credit scenes, but just the way Tony Stark opens up in Iron Man 2, I believe, and says, you know, I am Iron Man or whatever, and he has a press conference, you could see why Thanos is also going after Wakanda, because, and you know what, like, this is the mistake that T'Challa does, because now you know Wakanda's on the map because of him. Like,
Opens up them doors, like,
you know.
But if any stone you hiding in this planet, my nigga, let me come in this bitch.
So, you know, looking down the line, it's like, oh damn! Like if T'Challa would have not butted, you know, opened up his doors or told everybody what it is, they could have probably survived the Thanos thing. I mean, they would have easily survived it. And Thanos ain't going to no damn Africa. But now it's like, oh, nah, we going everywhere, bro. We invading everything. So,
but again, they kind of let this out in the trailers where, well, Wakanda has like emergency evacuation plans for Galactus, for Thanos, for any type of Creed invasion. They have all this shit in place already, because this is how advanced they are. They're prepared. So I guess, well, I kind of jumped the gun saying they're not gonna have to rebuild Wakanda because everybody's gonna get under Dodge. So they're letting you know that they that is the smartest place on the planet. These niggas not catching no L's and getting destroyed.
I find it interesting that they live very, because, you know, even though Wakanda is so technical advanced, it didn't seem like the whole country was technical advanced. Like, it looked like Africa, but inside, like, just like the, you don't even know where all that technology is. It's just like underground, and that one, like, the sisters' lab, because everything else was just basic. Like, there wasn't that there was, it was just weird. Like, it was even cloaked within a cloak, like the outside.
Nah, because the buildings they had, that shit was all looking like the Avengers towers. Like, they had buildings that looked like the Avengers towers, but they also kept their culture of how the shit's supposed to look.
Yeah, super culture. Like, but they did, you know, it wasn't like the vibranium men or anything. Like, the people didn't live rich. They lived just normal. Like, they lived all basic.
And I felt like that shit, like through the earth. That shit was like the Matrix, right? I think that shit went to the core of the earth, and they had people living down there too.
I don't know, man. It just
because when they give you that view, that shit looked like it was vast, of like the train, like that train moving the vibranium and all that shit.
Yeah,
I feel like that shit went to the core of the earth.
I mean, it was vast. I just felt like I don't. But, know. Yeah,
They was cheap on the CGI. That's why it kind of felt like that, because they only showed you one street. They didn't show you both of them. They showed you one street, my nigga.
That one view, dog. Like, if you go to exactly. California Adventure and you just see that one street, it's like, hey, man, what's going on here, dog? So I don't know, man. I didn't feel like the whole city was popping. I just felt like just it was. I don't know, man. There's some stuff about this movie that just didn't make me feel like I was in that time, man. I felt like they could have done that better.
That might have been saving that for the Avengers, where they blow the whole budget.
There you go, man. There you go. All right, everybody. Check us out at FTSWL.com. We'll get better. We're gonna drop some more episodes, but we had to drop this one. You know, we had to put it out there. It was Black Panther. It is what it is. You dig. Everybody, stay blessed. Stay positive.
Stay righteous.
We out.